our next guest, he's the assistant coach, or he's the 2IC down there at the Adelaide Footy Club, looks after the midfield, been doing a pretty good job. He's brought to us by Harvey Norman, the factory outlet, genuine seconds pricing every day, real bargains in stock. It's the big green building in Mile End. I talk of Scott Camporelli. Campo, how are you?
Good, how are you going, boys?
Yeah, we're very well in here. Just the two changes, both forced, Taylor Walker and Ricky Henderson out, replaced by Paul Seisman and David McKay. Talk us through the thinking there.
Yeah, well, obviously Tex twinged his ankle, so we're really cautious, and obviously we want him cherry ripe for the end of the year, so there wasn't really any much point sort of forcing the issue with him. And Rick had a little bit of an Achilles, so he'll miss. But, yeah, obviously Seeds comes back in and Dave McKay as well. So gone with a little bit of run, which is important for us.
Now, does that mean, obviously, a couple of the other forwards will have to step up? Mitchie McGovern, who's been a little bit quiet of late, he probably has to put the shoulder to the wheel a bit this week, a bit more?
Yeah, look, it's a great opportunity, Bix. You know, I guess probably in that forward line, he's probably he played a little bit of a different role, but I guess Tex not being there, he can be a little bit more at the forefront and hopefully get on the scoreboard for us.
Campo, take us right inside the heart of the selection meeting this week. Was it difficult? Did you resist the urge to rest players? Was that even mentioned?
No, we didn't really mention it, Kane, because it's obviously, as you know, mate, you know, you flirt with form, and we've still got to win games fully to make sure that we cement the spot that we hope to get to. So it's always a fine line. We'll have to think about, obviously, you know, particularly with some of the senior players, what it looks like. But we'll take it week by week in terms of what happens there. And, you know, it was probably reasonable timing with Tex anyway. So it was probably forced in the end. But, you know, he's had a pretty strong year. So it's good timing. But no real huge conversation about it other than making sure we put in a good performance this week.
Scott Thompson was the other one that I probably mentioned, and I'm a little bit surprised he didn't get a rest 300 games into his 16th season and probably not in great form the last probably month. Have you spoken to him? He was probably pretty keen to play, I imagine.
Yeah, look, you know, after last week's performance as well, it's collectively, you know, the guys want to respond as most proud players do, so he's really keen to play, and we had an 8-day break, so there's no reason why he shouldn't play this week, and he's looking to put in a really good, strong performance, and as I said, he's one that we'll probably look in the back half of the year to see whether he does need to spell before we hopefully play finals.
Charlie Cameron and Daniel Talia both left the field before the game finished last week with differing injuries. Talia looked like a corked hip and Charlie with a knee injury. I'm guessing they must have pulled up really well to for you to be confident to take him into the game.
Yeah, no, they were fine, Bix. You know, Talia's got a cork in and got another little whack on there, so it was probably not worth the risk. As you know, it's really important for us, Talia, but he's trained the full week and came up really well. And Charlie, we're probably lucky. We were all holding our breath the way we saw it. We thought it might have been a little bit worse, but he's trained as well full week, didn't have any time off, and he's, you know, cherry right, ready to go.
Wayne Miller, was he close to selection? Been really great with his what we saw in the first half of the year.
Yeah, look, he's been, it's an interesting one, Bix. You know, he's a first-year player and he's playing a lot of footy, so we're really conscious of, you know, his workload. And but I think the really important thing is you see Harrison Wigg. I mean, his form in the SANFL has been outstanding over the last month, and it was probably to-ing and fro-ing as to who was going to be next in line. But, look, no doubt Wayne will play before the end of the year, and so will Wiggy, hopefully. And we've got a lot of guys at SANFL that are really pushing guys for selection.
Now, Riley O'Brien was named in the extended squad. He close, was he?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously just to make sure we've got some backup as well, and he's been in pretty good form as well, so it's great reward for effort for those guys.
Could you ever play both him and Sam Jacobs in the same side?
Well, it's a tough one because potentially, you know, it's a ruck-forward combination, so, you know, if you know much about Riley, he can take a mark and he can obviously play a little bit forward, but majority at SANFL level, he's played in the ruck, so potentially he's more backup for Sam, but look, if something happened, we'd be really happy for him to come in and play ruck for us.
Has it been a challenge at all to keep your players focused on this game? I think every person, including Kane and I, we're in the media talking about 100-point wins and percentage and resting players. Does that even subconsciously flow down to players?
Oh, well, it's hard to say because, as you know, mate, you've been in the seat as well. So you'd like to think the players are really focused on the process and how we want to play. Mm. And I think if you underestimate any opposition in the AFL these days, you're going to get burnt. So would it be nice? Absolutely. But it's never a given. But if we play our best footy, then the results would take care of itself.
Come on, Campo. The way Pikey's spoken about Essendon and Rory had his say about them today, you'd think they were the flag favourites. You are going to smash them. Come on, tell us here, exclusive.
Come on, Kane, you know that you've got to be very level in this industry.
I know.
Yeah, I'll let you guys beat it up.
It was worth a try.
Hey, Scotty, thanks for having a chat with us, mate. Good luck on the weekend and the weeks going forward.
Good on you. Thanks,
guys. There you go. Scott Camporelli, midfield coach of the Adelaide Football Club, brought to us by Harvey Norman Factory Outlet. Genuine seconds pricing every day. Real bargains in stock. The big green building at Mile End.